Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. And I'm going to start off by inviting all of you to call in. Did you listen to yesterday's show? It was Between Us, your knowledge of the Olympics, the games, when they started, and their history. And if you were able to answer at least one of the questions, I shall be happy to send you the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My compliments. Now, the calling number is 347-637-3789. Blog Talk Radio. Thousands of shows. Millions of listeners. Millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. It is exciting. It's an exciting genre to be on talk radio. You know that it's a powerful marketing tool. And most people don't understand that. You see, marketing isn't just about, oh, how much money am I going to make? How many people am I going to reach? What are you bringing to the table? That's what makes the money. Look at all of the fast food chains. Yeah, they're making money, and they spend millions on advertising. They have name recognition, exposure, repetition, repetition, repetition. But they're always bringing something new to the table. A new food item that's going to help you lower your cholesterol. They're getting wise. Because, you know, we Americans are smart and savvy. Now, before I go into a review of the Olympics, today's topic is life lessons. You know, I really do think that there are some people that feel that they're beyond the norm, that they're elitist, that they're so smart, they're so clever. And they're going to show the world what a genius they are. Well, the one that really comes to my mind is Madoff. You know, I don't know how his wife could not have known that he was involved in the Ponzi scheme. And what for? There's only so much money that you could spend. And there's so much more that you could do with the money when you have it to help others. I think it was Zig Ziglar who said that if you really want to be a success and have this feeling of fulfillment, help someone get their dream. Set your ego aside and help them fulfill their dream. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. My email is Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to write to me, it's Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on my domain, Kathy Watson Speaks. C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N speaks, speaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure and click on video. The Elixir of Youth. No, that's the book. Timeless Rhythms of Soul. And Shakespeare. You'll love it. A true date, not that I'm aware of. No one has thought of pairing Shakespeare with soul songs. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the great themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Now, the video runs 17 minutes, but that's okay. It's a lot longer when we're performing on stage, but it's so much fun because it's so clean. It's so entertaining. Oh, you'll laugh. You'll stomp your feet. You'll just want to get up and sing and dance to the rhythm of Shakespeare and soul songs. And Roger Plummer's voice, oh, magnificent. Extraordinaire. Our bags are packed. And of course, rates are individually assessed. And if you want a shorter version, I do have a DVD, and the running time is 4 minutes. You'll get a taste, but not the full flavor of Shakespeare, circa 2014. Even though Willie Shakes was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written now 400 years later. Just amazing, just amazing. And then scroll down to the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My Secrets, My Methods That Work. No costly equipment. To purchase, just get the book. And, of course, you could get the free book today if you could answer one of the questions about Olympic trivia. If you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. But, you see, I think of the book as a launching pad. Perhaps there's something after you get the book and you go through the chapters, and you think, oh, geez, I've got to talk with Kathy. I've got another idea. And you could call me at 847-882-8717. I'd love to hear from you. Now, what I do when I want a copy of the ebook, I call Justin at Office Depot, and I have him print it out. It's about 80 pages, and then I have him bind it for a couple of bucks. I don't know what they charge, but then you have it at your fingertips. And then the book is available in soft cover. And I put that all together, and you'll love the cover. Don't you just love the spring chicken? And there in the background is the crowing rooster just saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay, scroll down and you'll see choices. These are contributing authors that had guts. And they said, you know what? The world has to hear my story. Barbara from Germany, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Rudy, the son of migrant parents, farm workers, reached the American dream. Do you want to live your life in paradise? I don't know, is it material or spiritual? It doesn't matter. It's your choice. The book is available through me at a discount. And Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. No guts, no glory. We have the guts. And now you could rejoice in knowing that if you hit a little snag in your life that resonates with the stories of the contributing authors, all you have to do is pick up the book and contact that person, and they should be delighted to walk you through their trials and tribulations. And then scroll down. The heart of the lion. Oh, whenever I say that, I see me traversing the Serengeti, the Masai Mara, sitting at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, the morning and the evening drives, and the Hell's Angels that I had the pleasure of being part of, zany, adventuresome, and fun. It was a photographic, actually they called it a fan tour. Many of the travel agencies will all come together, and it's called a familiarization tour. And actually, I wanted to go to Anna Oslin Spa in Romania. I wanted to dance up in the mountains with the gypsies. But I wound up going to Africa. It was the best aversion in my life. I wrote a journal. And if you would like a copy of my journal, I shall be delighted to send it to you at my expense. And the animals that we were up close and personal with. And the fierce rhinoceros mama. We didn't see her little baby. We were in a van. And Wilson said, "Don't get out, here she comes." And I'm going, "Huh, what?" We looked up, and here came Mama charging at us. She was protecting her baby. Well, we got out of there post-haste. But what a trip. And then scroll down, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I have a chapter in that, The Aging Warrior. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And in that book, you're going to learn about people experiencing life lessons. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. I have to share this with you. Oh, by the way, let me give you a weather forecast. It's beginning to melt. I'm actually looking across the pond, and I'm beginning to see a little bit of the water. And all of the snow that was accumulated on the balconies is gone. And now we're concerned about flooding. Ah, life's lessons. What can you do about it? Well, you could protect yourself. But there's no way that you're going to thwart Mother Nature. This is her country. And man, we were bamboozled with snow. And you see, in the evening, when we had our home in the suburb, we had this gorgeous fireplace. And I would get the fireplace going while Bill with the silver fox was shoveling the snow. So what we do now is light candles on our cocktail table that are attended. We're there. We're watching them. And it takes the place of a fireplace. So I really don't mind the elements because the truth is I'm not going to spend any time worrying about it, spending too much time talking about it. Because, oh, thank you, I'm just getting a nice cat stretch. I can't do anything about it. Come on, let's do a nice cat stretch. And if you're just getting up, come on, this is the first hour, the rudder of the day. Rejoice. Be in gratitude. You're living in the most exciting time in America, 2014. The year to unleash the power of who you are. And I wonder if some people ever learn. And I'm going to give you my source. This is the Chicago Sun-Times, and it's Sneed's column, Michelle Sneed. Do some men really feel, and I have to talk about men because this is who I'm going to refer to. I'm not going to spend too much time because he isn't worth it. Here is a guy who is a former politician, and his first name is Mel. That's all I'm going to do is give you Mel. He had a brilliant future ahead of him, and I guess he's pretty intelligent, but how stupid and lame could anyone be? He's in Africa, in Zimbabwe. He was released from prison on becoming intimate with a 16-year-old worker when he was in politics. How stupid or how big is your ego that you think you're going to get away with it? Now, Sneed has been tracking him for 20 years. You see, in Zimbabwe, possession of pornographic pictures are illegal in that country. Now, he had trouble earning big bucks in the U.S. after getting out of jail, and was apparently making hay in Zimbabwe. How? He's a con. He's a scam. But his act wore thin. I mean, how long do you think that you're going to get away with it? And of course, you know that I have the PSA, the public service announcement about cons and scams. What do you think Madoff was? Well, I believe in karma. What goes around comes around. Get the help you need and leave the children alone. Leave our grasshoppers alone. Let them learn. Let them enjoy their life. They're our future. This takes me back to when I was 12 years old, when I auditioned for the ballet ensemble that was going to tour the state and the local fairs in the United States. And I passed the auditions. But what I want to share with you is that for the next 5 years, I toured every summer. It was glorious. We didn't have the technology. I don't know if there were horrific acts against mankind. We only had the radio and the newspaper, but I want you to know I was just a little girl, naive, unsophisticated, coming from an immigrant environment where you should be seen and not heard. But of course I had chaperones. And my first stint, the wardrobe mistress and her daughter were my chaperones. Oh, I couldn't even breathe if they weren't at my side. And Danny and Denise, the adagio couple, decided to take over and said, no, no, mistress, we're going to take care of her. She's our little girl. I never had one uncomfortable episode. But times were gentler then, wouldn't you agree? And the lessons that I learned in life put me in a position to mature ahead of my time. I've been taking quantum leaps all of my life, just didn't know it. But I learned so much about life, and so trusting. And in that trust, I emerged a victor. I'm looking at the 12 and 13-year-old kids today. There's no way that they could do what I did. Maybe there are some. I don't know. But how many of you would let 12-year-old go on tour for months at a time and not really knowing too much about it? You're listening to Live with Kathy. And the topic is life lessons. But before I do that, I promised yesterday that I'll very quickly see how much you know about the Olympics. Now get your pen and pad out. And I'm going to test your knowledge, trivia, and you're going to learn some new fun facts that will impress your family and friends. There are 16 days in Sochi, Russia. All right, are you ready? I'm going to give you quickly the 16, and let's see if you could get even one of us, one of them. We all know the first is, we all know the fourth place finisher does not get a medal, but they don't go home empty-handed. What do they get? Now, we know that the first three get a gold medal. I didn't know that they get a diploma from the IOC, the International Company. So what does the fourth place get? Two, when and where were the first Olympic Winter Games held? Approximately, how many medals have been made for the Sochi Olympic Games? And you know that they're engraved in Russian, English, French, on the rim, and whatever else. I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it out. The Olympic motto is C-I-T-I-U-S, comma, A-L-T-I-U-S, comma, F-O-R-T-I-U-S, comma. What does it mean in English? Come on, call me at 347-637-3789. Number five. Oh, they didn't give me what it means. Okay, which American city has hosted the Winter Olympics twice? Which country has won the most gold medals at the Winter Games since they began? Ooh, interesting. Which athlete has won the most Winter Olympic medals, and how many? Who is the most decorated American Winter Olympian? What four indoor sports are part of the Winter Olympics? Oh, wait, I missed one. Here we go. What was the last year that the Winter Games and Summer Games were held in the same year? Can you name those two cities? How high are the walls of the half pipe for the half pipe snowboarding event? That is unbelievably dangerous, and it takes incredible talent. Now, for the first time in snowboarding with the Olympics, The half pipe will also be used for ski half pipe. How do they do it? You know, when you're a skater, you're usually hooked up to ropes or something if you're learning some of these incredible turns on ice. But I don't see any. How do they train? If you know, give me a call, 347-637-3789, or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Okay. Who was the youngest individual Olympic champion at the Winter Games? And who was the oldest winner, Winter Olympic medalist? How many hours of coverage does NBC plan to air of the events in Sochi on both television and online? What event has been an Olympic sport for men since the start of the Winter Games and will now allow women to go for the gold the first time in Sochi? Where will the 2018 Winter Olympics be held? You don't? Can you answer just one of the 16? Remember, you get the book free. And again, I have to congratulate. 17 years since an 8-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl were thrown together as an ice dance team, a pairing that irritated the younger member, Charlie White. He already had been doing it for 6 months, and Merle Davis was just starting, so he was back to dance square one while she caught up very quickly. 17 years of skating together, learning together, growing up together. 17 years during which Davis said there was never a doubt about whether they should stick it out. 17 years leading to a free dance so physically and mentally demanding, it left them looking as if they'd spent 17 years of energy on the 4 minutes of skating, unable to do anything but collapse into each other's arms when it was over with on Monday. They were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Congratulations, you make me proud. So now, I did try to stay up last evening, honestly I did. But I just couldn't make it past 9:30. I don't know, I was just a little bit worn out. But tonight, tonight, let me tell you, let me give you a little update here. I'm just putting some papers together. Here we go. Okay, medal leaders. We're at 67 out of 98 events. Germany has the most gold, 8. Then Norway, 7. And then the Netherlands and the U.S., we're at 6. Russia has 5. Norway has 7, Canada 4. Now the total, the Netherlands and the United States were even, 20 each. Russia 19, Norway 18, Canada 17, Germany 15. Oh, short program, it also plans to make. Oh, looking ahead, the figure skating rivalry between 2010 silver medalist Mayo Asada and the 2010 champion, Kim, is reignited in Sochi with the ladies' short program. Ashley Wagner of the U.S. also plans to make a major push for a medal. Now, this is what's happening today. Now, this is Central Time. 2 to 4 p.m., women's speed skating final, men's and women's cross-country team sprint final. 7 to 10:30, I've got to stay up for this. Ladies figure skating, short program. Men's alpine skiing. Why don't they put the skaters on first? Giant slalom, women's bobsled, final runs, men's snowboarding, and parallel giant slalom final. Midnight to 1 a.m. biathlon. Now, I have to tell you, Jamaica, the bobsledders, I am so proud of you, and they are having so much fun. Having so much fun. Now, this morning at between 9 and 10:45 a.m., ladies figure skating short program live. And then 10:45 to 2 p.m., skating short program part 2 live. Oh, I'll have to watch that. Okay, 9 to 10:45. And then they have women's curling. The biathlon is the most taxing, but I don't know. The ski sprint has to be the most daunting, the most daunting. And by the way, as long as you have your pen and pad out, I want you to take this down. Make the phone call, or I'll give you the website. I am climbing the one tower, Presidential Tower, March 9th. And I would love, my start time, I believe, will be 8:30. They always kind of cater. You know, I may be the oldest, but I'm certainly not going to be the slowest. And it's for the American Lung Association. For more research impacting more policy, providing more education programming than ever before. Do you know that over 3,000 kids light up every single day? Get involved. You could call 312-781-1100 and sponsor my climb. It could be $5, $10. Or you could contact either Heidi Long, she's the special events manager, heidi.long@lung.org. And her telephone number is 312-445-2508. Why do I climb? For those who can't. About 5 or 6 people in my life that lost their life to cigarettes, smoking. When you can't breathe, nothing else matters. Now, let's see if I could get you their website. Events, EVENTSCHI, at lung, LUNG.org. It shall be my pleasure. And I have to tell you, it does make the climb so exciting knowing that all of you have supported me. Now, you could be, the pledges may be mailed to her office, or you could send it to Attention, Fight for Air Climb, American Lung Association in Greater Chicago, 55 West Wacker Drive, Suite 800, Chicago, Illinois, 60601. So there are three ways that you could sponsor my flight. And then I will acknowledge you on the air. How sweet is that? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, darlings, now just give me a minute. I will get to life's lessons, but this is a perfect segue into what this former politician is doing. And Mark Brown said, you get him, Chicago Sun-Times, con man's act worn thin. Didn't he ever learn his life lesson? Now, I'm quoting Mark Brown. Here's my favorite part of the story about Mel getting arrested this week in the capital of Zimbabwe. The Herald, which bills itself as Zimbabwe's largest daily newspaper and broke the story of the arrest, quoted a former aide to Mel in Africa, identified only as Sonny. Mel employed five of us, including a personal assistant and a driver. And this informer, Sonny, told the paper after Reynolds was picked up for allegedly being in a possession of pornography. To anyone who knows anything about Mel, this is precious. And I'm now talking about the porn. Here's a guy who has never had two nickels of his own to rub together, flaunting an entire entourage. He's been in Zimbabwe since November, running up $24,500 in unpaid bills at two hotels while allegedly hiring models to come to his room to pose for homemade videos. And he said he presumed someone in power in Zimbabwe had finally figured out that he's a con man and a good one. Maybe he could try to tell this story honestly someday, assuming he ever gets out of a Zimbabwe prison and assuming he's capable of telling a straight story, which he has never shown to me. He could call it American Hustle, the American version. In Hollywood, they'd make him a hero. And isn't that the truth? I want to tell you something. Scam and con artists, they're professionals. I met one when I was 40 years old. Silver-tongued serpents. And don't you wonder, how do they sleep at night? I have no idea. How do they sleep at night? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic is the lessons we learn in life. I found a newspaper article that I've kept since 2012. Anatomy of an Elderly Scam. How one couple was duped out of thousands of dollars. And they're 81 years old. They've been in the thrall of an international sweepstakes scam. I told you, I got another letter a couple of weeks ago telling me that I won, I think, only $200,000, or was it $2 million? I don't know. They are retired educators with a half a dozen college degrees between them, had lost tens of thousands of dollars. Oh, my goodness. they got caught up, well, when their children came to see what on earth was going on in the house. The house was littered with sweepstake mailers and claim forms, the cupboards bare of just about everything but canned soup, bread, and crackers. The papa here said he lost a lot of money, but expressed confidence that he and his wife would eventually succeed if they just kept investing. I cannot believe this. They are not unsophisticated, but they're the type to be easily fooled. They have a myriad of college degrees, both of them. But you know, it's the sweet talk. I had a situation last week where some of my distant associate handed over six figures without contacting a lawyer. And she's a graduate of Oxford University. Now, this is the one life lesson you're going to wait, that you're going to get learned right now. Don't wait. Get your pen and pad out. There are lessons people learn too late. And they wonder why their lives are not golden. But I will give you the five lessons that you're going to embrace. But it's out of the realm of scams. Seniors, beware. And I'm starting at the age of 50. Con and scam artists, how do they target their prey? The victims are 65 or older. Hey, they know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. Now, here are the areas: romance, charity, grandparents, home repair, healthcare, investments. Hi, Kathy. We spoke last week, and you seem to be so depressed. How could I help? You've given so much. You get it? You see, they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. My mother was scammed to $4,000. It's an inside job. When anyone comes to your door, don't open it. Call the police. No solicitors are allowed. Call you on the telephone or write to you. Now, isn't it interesting? Here it is. It was an award confirmation from Hewlett, New York. Now, wouldn't you think award letter that if I were to win $2,220,000 that I'm eligible for, that they would send it registered? They might even deliver it in person, with a phone call first and alerting the newspapers. And then what I can't figure out, that they sent me a facsimile check for $15,751. I guess that's to show me that that's what it must look like when I respond. Oh, they wanted $20. And that was, now the other one, remember, in 2013, They wanted, oh, they sent me a bona fide check for over $4,000, $4,600 or something on Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan. And once I deposit it, they would take out $3,800. And actually what they do is close the account once they get their money, and you are stuck with the $4,600. What do? You call the police. You hang up immediately. Call a family friend. Do not give out any personal information, no Social Security number, where you live. You call, write this down, the fraud hotline, 1-800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. I got this information from ARP. Based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And this PSA has been lovingly brought to you by contributing authors featured in the book choices. In Memoriam, oh, Bonnie Rooks. Born in 1926, she passed away in 2013. She's about 87. The spirit of Bonnie Rooks is alive and rocking. Possibly the oldest working steel mill working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Read her amazing story in Choices. Hell, she said, I ain't gonna retire. I don't want to die early. Her husband died of boredom. Her father died of boredom when her mommy died. He retired at 79, and at 80 he was dead. Get the book. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Rhea Schmidt. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make. But the reality, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made. Some that came back to serve her, and others that came back to bite her in the butt, but she learned. Read her book. Read her story. Look at their photos first. And then read their story. Chuck Brazelton, stellar businessman, impeccable credentials. Brazelton Insurance, providing insurance and financial services. Wait till you read his story in Choices, from frozen toes to fingers. They just put their blinders on and they visualize themselves standing at the top of the mountain, proclaiming, I made it. Thank you, life, for the lessons that I learned, instead of whining about them. Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. Read Steven Stressler's story, from humble beginnings to success. Lee Puttrick. I was chosen. I was adopted. Entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Read her story in the book. Sandy Hutchings. Ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style. and vitality. Her passion, ownership, is reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. Read her story. You'll love it. And then we have another entrepreneur who needs to write her own story. Marilyn Pacella. Why do they call women minorities? But years ago, she said, hey, I've got to have my own business. If I'm going to labor, if I'm going to put some guts and elbow grease into it, I want it to be for me. But I want to help people, too. She has an on-site drug testing service, mobile, meaning that she'll come to you. It's going to save you time and money. Quite a history of professionalism and experience. Log on chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Let that be your life's lesson. Don't you dare be sweet-talked if you're bored and lonely. Why is that? Whose choice is it? Whose choice? Quickly, I want to acknowledge my partners, my sponsors in Blog Talk Radio. If you want to be part of this consortium, call me. It's a 10-week commitment. Oh, so affordable. And I work with you. 847-882-8717. Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. It's another way to be an entrepreneur, but with a strong company backing you. You have to qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. You choose what you want in the variety of what they have available to you. And you get paid. Your pension, your health care is taken care of. Log on ironworkers.org. And if you want the 8-minute fanfare to a Iron Workers, what a noble profession. I open with the bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland, and then transcend into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. It's awesome. You don't have to be bored and lonely, darling. You go to your park districts, your senior centers, and libraries. Riga Kauf is the 50-plus director, the consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. HEParks.org. And remember, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson India. And click on any date. Taxman cometh, Greg McIntyre. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And of course, we know that looks do matter. Breviva Labs. He's in the book, 40 years, we've lasted longer than most marriages. Or you could log on www.reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A-Labs.com. Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire. She wrote a book that's going to absolutely change your life. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, it's available at Amazon, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Log on, ENAMM.com, and embrace pep talk, power, energy, positive, and flush TNT down the proverbial toilet, toxic negative thinking. Are you having trouble paying your bills? You've been downsized and got the dreaded pink slip? Don't you want to be your own boss? Are you a solopreneur? Retired? The dreams of starting your own business without investing huge capital? There's a way to do it. And the formula offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Oh, more people are embracing. We're becoming wealthy starting from nothing. This could be you. Make it a family affair. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Five lessons people learn too late. Strong relationships make for a rich life, but we're often mistaken in the ways that we pursue them. Stay away from the con and the scam artists. Olympians are pros at connecting with their coach and family. Outside the realm of the Olympics, there are people who enjoy rich ties with friends and family, and they're just so happy. And you know you do have fewer health problems and are more resilient. Don't wait. Get your pen pad out right now. I may have to review this tomorrow at 11 a.m. Lesson number one. Radical acceptance saves the day. Now, the idea that we can fix perceived flaws in our partners, friends, parents, and grown children remains tantalizing. No, you're going to marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow. A healthy dose of ego often convinces us that our way of looking at things is right. But trying to correct someone else usually backfires. Hey, that's when you need to talk. Lesson number two. Benign neglect is good for kids. Parents who hover relentlessly provoke eye rolls from developmental experts and teachers alike. Let the kids alone. Let them learn. Ego convinces us we're right, but trying to correct someone else usually backfires. Number three, opposites don't forever attract. The key to a happy, healthy relationship who is choosing someone who is quite frankly a lot like you, a person who validates your views and happy and your habits. No, what you want to do is seek a partner whose passions differ enough from yours to expand your experience, but with whom you're aligned on big picture issues. How to show affection and what constitutes a moral life and how to raise children. Lesson number four, social networks matter. We've all heard the usual advice for living longer, exercise, don't smoke, limit junk food. But did you know that friendships are just as important? The higher the quantity and quality of your relationships, the longer you'll live. They've done studies on that. And I don't have the time to give you that. I will tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Because you see, on lesson five, lust wanes, but love remains. Deep love comes after we see how imperfect the other is and commit anyway. People know what warms their partner's heart. Do you know? Until tomorrow at 11 a.m., remember to always be in your most lovable elements today. Until then, au revoir.